possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real life moments. Maurices.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill, how could you please start everyone out? Profile This is played. Bet your ass I can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Now, today, you gentlemen, we'll be facing off against one another since our caller dropped.
Okay.
They can kiss my ass. But today, you have your choice of one of three categories. We have animalized this, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. We have seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to violence. And finally today, we have license to spill.
Again?
Once again, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
Seriously?
Our man has been arrested for setting fire to a cafe in Spain after the staff refused a request of his. Now, footage released by the owners shows the moment that he starts to douse the bar with gasoline before lighting it up. And a ball of flame erupts just moments after, forcing customers, including a number of young children and elderly, fleeing for their safety. Now, in the commotion, the man also managed to set fire to his own left hand by mistake.
Oh.
He's also seen rushing out of the door and using his right hand in an attempt to stub out the flames on his left hand. Now, it's alleged that the man stormed to a nearby gas station after being refused his request twice. He bought a liter and a half of gasoline before returning to the cafe to cause about $8,000 worth of damage. Now, the owner of the cafe where the incident occurred described it as, quote, something surreal. He told the Spanish press, quote, at that moment that he walked to the garage opposite, he returned to the bar with a bottle in his hand, which we discovered afterwards had gasoline in it. And he asked the first waiter, are you sure there's nothing here that you can give me? In other words, he's back to his request. Two times, they said, we cannot do what you're asking. So he confirmed, basically, no one was injured in the fire except for the guy that started it. Police were quickly on the scene, arrested the suspect, taking him to a health center to be treated for his burns. He's now being held in jail. Now, the man has been identified as a 50-year-old from a neighboring province, but he has not been named. The question is, what was he denied that led to arson? Did he want mayonnaise on his sandwich? Was his salad too, quote, skimpy? He wanted ice in his drink, or he wanted a refund? So mayo, skimpy salad, wanted ice, or wanted a refund?
Well, it's something that the restaurant couldn't give him. So that's why I'm going with a skimpy salad or a refund. And I honestly think just because it's stupid, I'm going with the skimpy salad.
Skimpy salad. I think they couldn't give him ice because
most of Europe doesn't have that capability.
Mm-hmm. Oops. Could very much be ice.
Ice, baby.
But I think he wanted mayo on his sandwich. And they're just like, look, we don't have mayo. It's Spain. They might have an aioli.
Okay. All right. Close enough.
No.
All right, Tom, what was this little to-do over? No mayo for a sandwich, a skimpy salad, ice with his drink, or he wanted a refund. We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room. 99.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut.
An artist.
An actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
9.9. KISW.
Category is seriously on profile. This man set a fire to a cafe in Spain after being denied a request. I guess he asked a couple times. Eventually, he just decided he was going to try to burn the place down. But yep. He was treated for burns, taken to the hospital, and then subsequently arrested. Question is, what was his request? Did he want mayo on his sandwich? Did he want a skimpy salad, ice in his drink, or just wanted a refund?
Yeah, and that's a question I pose to you, gentlemen. Let us start with Miles Montgomery. You wanted ice in your drink, which I know is important to you.
It is. It's important to me.
It's not ice in his drink.
Is there ice in Africa?
You get that African ice, bro.
Well, I know it's a European thing. They don't use ice. You know what? What about in Africa?
Where it's hot.
Man, I was drinking a lot of beer.
All right.
I just felt like, you know, beer's safe if it's in a bottle or a can.
And it's cheap.
And depending on where I was. Yes, it was $1.50.
Yeah.
And depending on where I am, I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah, I'm doing that.
Let's see. Mike Hawk, you went with the skimpy salad.
Yeah, baby.
Not a skimpy salad.
That salad's sexy. Look how it's dressed.
D. Ted Smith, you went with
mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. You are correct. Now, here's the thing to know.
There's a lot of good-looking women in here.
The bar didn't have a kitchen, and the sandwiches came ready prepared. They don't have any condiments.
All right.
That makes sense.
It's like buying a pre-made sandwich. It's like, bro, it's a pre-made sandwich. We can't give you mayonnaise.
You ever seen a package of mayonnaise from McDonald's?
No.
I don't think they have one. Maybe they do. I don't know. I guess you just have to ask.
That's kind of blowing my mind, dude.
What's that?
You're right. I've never thought about it. No. Can I get a pack of mayonnaise?
What's a mustard pack look like that's just regular yellow mustard from McDonald's?
Yeah.
I don't even know. Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, quick update. Last night, I finished the show on The Biggest Loser on Netflix.
The documentary about the show.
Correct. They had some of the old contestants on there. They had the one trainer, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Jillian Michaels refused to be on there. She comes off the worst.
I believe.
Do you think it would have helped her cause if she were to show up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the deal. At some point, and that show was so massive, I forgot. It went for like 17 seasons.
Yeah.
But it came out that she was giving them, like, caffeine supplements to her team. Now, in her defense, she's trying to win So caffeine supplements obviously would allow people to work out longer and this and that.
Yeah.
Then there was all these stories that they had really messed up their metabolism. But most of them said the same thing, too. As overweight as they were in years of dropping and gaining, their metabolisms were probably already messed up. So it's weird. Like, there's one woman who hates the Bob trainer guy. He's kind of the nicer one.
Yeah.
But also, that woman just talked and talked. And, like, one thing was, like, he's, like, just, like, and he took special care of her. But finally, he broke down and just kind of snapped on her and was, like, shut up. Right? Because she's like, I don't want you to think I'm quitting. I'm not quitting. He's like, well, I asked you to run for 30 seconds. You stop at 20. Like, you are.
Yeah.
And she keeps going. And finally, he just lost it. And he's like,
that's fair.
Stop talking. Just do it. I also realize my background coming from playing sports, everyone in my family coach, like, it befuddles me. I can't imagine. Like, look, I have puked at a practice. Mm-hmm. I have, you know, dropped to a knee. But I don't know that I ever threw a face mask. But I just, I'm not quitting. I just can't do it. Like, right. You know what I mean? Like, the coach has to be like, take a blow.
You go until you can't. That's kind
of
it.
Correct. And it's weird because some of these people, like, look, the one main guy that won, he's gained all the weight back and this and that. And I thought it was, I mean, I'll say it. I think it was brave of him. He's like, look, I did not want to do this. But I figured, let me at least get on there and tell my story.
Right.
Kind of, you know what I mean? And look, there's a lot of stuff that goes into this, right? Like, obviously, like, even Bob, the trainer, was talking about, like, look, if you struggle with weight, like, it's going to be a lifelong problem.
Yep.
You got to, you just, you know what I mean? But then he ends up having a heart attack when he's the trainer.
Oh, Bob.
So that was part of the thing, too, was that they were so mean and they were like, this is about your life. So then when the guy, the in-shape guy, has a heart attack, then it's like, well, why were you? So I guess basically what I would say is, like, also there was things they did that were kind of mean and torturous, kind of making fun of them, but also it was a TV show. So the people that fathom, like, this is still a TV show, are like, I kind of get it. Some of them are still really pissed, and they're like, I just went there for my health. It's like, but you did it on a TV show. You also could have gone to a gym and hired a trainer, but you didn't.
You went on the TV show.
You chose to be on the TV
show. If you're looking for love and go on The Bachelor, just expect what you're going to expect. You know,
or go on a dating site.
And reality TV, right. Like, look, there is downsides to it. I think everybody knows it. Now, if somebody came in here and said, Ted, you want to be on a reality show? I'd say, sure. But
you also know what you're getting into.
Correct. But it's like the one woman, like, she didn't stay at the weight when she won. She's gained some back. But her and the Bob trainer, they ran a marathon together.
Oh,
cool. She's like, look, I'm healthy. She's like, I don't, you know, I'm always going to be a bigger girl, you know? So it's like, right. So it was interesting watching that final episode where they, you know, like, half of them are like, no, I still like those people. No hard feelings. And then there's a few of them that are like, I hate them. I would never do it again. Here's the, Jillian Michaels comes off bad to the contestants and this and that. There's only two trainers on that show, right? Her and Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Bob has a heart attack and is dead in this gym floor for about 6 minutes. Luckily, there's a doctor in there, pounds on his chest enough to get a little electric current, and then they hit him with the panels. So they say to him, did your co-stars call you? And he just kind of smiles. He goes, everybody but one.
Damn.
Oh, I think we know who that is, right?
Jillian Michaels.
Yeah.
And then, of course, so since this has come out, she's been all over everything, trying to do spin control and this and that. And it's like, you could have gone on. You didn't. Like, and it's
right.
Funny.
They give you the opportunity to go on these documentaries, right?
Correct.
And if you choose not to, it's your own business. But don't worry about it then.
And Netflix, look, I think some of them, like Swamp Kings, I enjoyed it. It was kind of a very nice version of Urban Meyer and what went on down in Florida. Mm-hmm. They glossed over having a killer on the team and guys getting in serious trouble. But Netflix, like, these are good docs, but they're not going super hardcore on you. Like, she could have gone on that and been fine. I also find it very funny that a lot of her things was these people. She's constantly screaming at them, you know, like, you're not a victim. You're not a victim. And now the last week and a half, she's been on a victim tour.
But isn't that how it always works?
On the flip side, what's that Billy Joel thing? I thought they didn't go after him so much.
I don't know the Billy Joel one.
It's just a documentary about Billy Joel on Netflix. Right. And they basically, like, you know he's an alcoholic. He knows he's an alcoholic.
Yeah, I mean,
he knows
not
all those
secret.
Things. He's just, it's just very honest.
But did he finally give it up?
But it's not a hit piece. You know what? That was never really addressed. He's been one of those people who's always just tried to be able to still dip his toe into the pool without, like, having to be, like, completely dry.
Was like the Johnny Manziel one, right? He's like, look, I did way too many drugs, this and that. And then, like, the last scene is him and his boys. He's like, I still drink beers and smoke weed. So, I mean, yeah, and that's what I'm saying. For Jillian Michaels, like, you should have just done the documentary.
Because at least you could explain yourself.
That's what I'm saying. At the end-all, be-all of this show, granted, it's three episodes. I highly recommend it. It's a great watch. But I was kind of like, all right, some of them are happy with it. There's a few of them that are pissed. The one woman that wouldn't stop talking, I get it. She's going to be pissed all the time. It's never going to be her fault. But Jillian Michaels is really the only person that came out of this thing looking bad.
But the thing about Jillian Michaels, it's like, why are you worried about it? Because before this documentary came out, everyone's perception of you is that you were a pretty horrible person. Like, you're doing the right thing. You're helping people, right? But I mean, just as a human being, you seemed awful. So at this, maybe people go, this confirms it, and you disagree. That's okay. But it's not like you were Ellen DeGeneres. Right, and you find out that she's a turbo bitch behind the scenes. That affects who she is, right?
No.
But Jillian Michaels, it's like, if they had said that behind the scenes you were nice, I would have been stunned. So in the end, like, you're making it worse for yourself because no one had that high of an opinion of you. Maybe that's not the way to put it. Nobody thought you were the cutest little fluffiest person to be around in the first place.
Yeah. Are they doing this to kind of maybe launch the relaunch of the show on Netflix? So, in other words, is The Biggest Loser coming back to Netflix or going to Netflix?
I wouldn't think so. NBC owned it and basically was like, all right. And I guess the last woman that won, even the trainers were like, oh, my God. Like, I don't know what she did. Maybe she has. It's like she is almost too thin. So I think at that point, NBC just said, and there was articles in the New York Times.
Right.
There was this and that. There was people were saying there was drugs and they were giving them street drugs. There was an investigation by the LAPD. So I think NBC finally just went, we're done with this. And to be honest with you, American Idol is one thing. I don't know that you could bring that back. Now, sadly, the obesity rates have gone up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I don't know that show would work now, especially that everybody has this view.
Well, I was going to say, why would Netflix pull the curtain back to say, hey, we're going to relaunch the show?
Yeah.
This is how bad it is behind the scenes, so we're going to do it. Like, that would not be
the
smart
move. And like I said yesterday, the bottom line is this. Watching people eat a controlled diet and live in a ranch together is not that exciting. The exciting part is watching them sweat.
Right.
You know?
Suffering is what makes anything interesting.
You're trying to tell me eating a salad isn't exciting?
No.
I agree with you.
You've seen me eat 100 salads for lunch. Do I ever look
happy,
pumped afterwards?
No. Nope.
And I'm hungry.
Yeah, and then you'll just give a comment at the end, like, yeah, you know, spinach is okay, I guess.
Yeah, like I like spinach.
It's better
salad.
With chickpeas, right? Never like that's basically what we hear. It's not like this was
all
awesome.
Right, garbanzo over there.
So there's the new Office spinoff, The Paper.
I've heard a little bit about that. Did I hear about it here? Did you?
Yeah, I've been talking about it. So Steve Carell, John Krasinski, the two biggest stars, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Easily, yeah. Or Rainn Wilson.
Rainn Wilson, right. Basically, it's kind of cool. The first day these actors are on set, they popped in. Now, they happen to be filming a commercial, like, in the same, like, studio lot or whatever.
Nescafe, or not Nescafe. What are they doing? Like,
that was for an Italian brand of coffee, La Vazza.
So, yeah. La Vazza? Yeah,
La Vazza.
Lavazza.
Mangia, mm-hmm. Mangia.
Oh, hey. Scusi. Do you have any lavazza? That's about my Italian. Aranciata and scusi.
I've got some, but they're all cuss words.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyhow, she was just saying, like, no makeup yet. We're very anxious. We're scared. There's a knock on the door. Someone walks in. It's Steve Carell, John Krasinski. And they're like, you know, just like, hey, you know, like, basically just wishing him good luck. You know, this and that.
That's
but how do they say it? Like, good luck.
Try beating our show.
Yeah, whatever.
Look at my residual check.
All right. And then, got a little bit of a beef going here.
Uh-oh.
Mike, you'll like this one.
Okay.
Are you a Becky Lynch guy?
Oh, you're damn right. I know exactly where you're going with this.
I know like the Becky. Name. Who is Becky
she
Lynch?
She is a WWE superstar.
Okay. All right.
Is she the current champ?
She is the current Intercontinental Champion.
Okay.
Oh.
I like Becky Lynch. Met her once. Very nice woman.
Sweetheart of a gal.
Yeah, yeah. She's Irish, I believe.
Correct.
Yeah.
The last
Teddy, it's nice to meet you, lad. When you gonna step into the ring with me?
Yeah, she sounded just like
that. Just like that. I can feel it.
So basically, on Monday night's episode of Raw, they were in Birmingham, mm-hmm. England. So now she is a heel. So she has to piss off the crowd.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she did.
She said, quote, they're in Birmingham, Ozzy Osbourne's hometown.
Oh, no.
The only good thing that came out of here died a month ago. But in fairness to Ozzy Osbourne, he had the good sense to move to L.A., a proper city. Because if I lived in Birmingham, I'd die, too.
Oh, wow.
Damn. Zap. So it was more about the city than it was actually
correct
the situation.
I mean, there was one where they're toeing the line, but still,
if you're trying to play heel.
One of the shows came here years ago, and one of the guys made fun of the fact that Seattle didn't have a basketball team anymore.
Sure.
You know, it's those things. They just poke. They try to get the crowd to boo you is what they do.
I bet you she did it.
I mean, I got to be honest. Right. To me, she's just essing on the town.
Right.
And then, like, as far as wrestling goes, like, if this was just a normal person, like, if one of the idiot brothers from Oasis said this, I'd go, all right, hey, fellas, easy.
Right.
But it's wrestling.
Right.
So to me, that doesn't seem.
You know it's coming.
Right.
And the Osbournes should not take that personally.
Well Kelly Osbourne has.
Did she?
Oh, yeah.
She called her a disrespectful dirtbag. Birmingham wouldn't urinate on you if you were on fire. Shame on WWE for allowing such things to be said about my father and his home.
Yeah.
It's her dad,
sure.
So it's super personal, yeah. But also, like, it's wrestling. She's just making fun of the town. And
she's not directed at her dad.
And she didn't really disparage Ozzy. She's just saying.
The best thing that came out of this town is not here anymore. Right?
And he moved to L.A. because this town sucks. Right. I like Mike Hardy.
I think it was written pretty well.
I'm with Becky on this one. Plus, I feel like
Playing the heel.
Kelly already hits that button just a little bit too quick as it is. Now, it being personal, she's going to hit it even quicker. Like, I understand where that pain comes from, but also, she has a reputation for just kind of hitting that knee-jerk reaction.
Because she can.
Who's Becky?
But the flip
Becky
side Lynch, of that is just, like, we know it is personal to you. There's no disrespect intended for you, but your dad was Ozzy Osbourne, man.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So, correct.
Like, people are going to talk about, and again, no one said a bad word about him. So I get Kelly's worked up because it is her dad. I do get that. But your dad is Ozzy Osbourne. If your dad is the president, if your dad is Ozzy Osbourne, if your dad is anything where everyone in the frickin' world knows who they are, you're going to hear a lot of stuff about him. The difference is she didn't say anything bad about him.
No.
I mean, this was years ago. Ben and I are doing a stage announcement, right? And Sons of Anarchy had just come out.
Nice.
Right? So some of the main actors are there. I forget the guy, bigger dude. He's got a beard, long hair, right? So as we're walking out towards the stage, it's kind of funny as they're actors. And they're all like, I'm kind of nervous. We're not used to being in front of people. And he just goes, hey, man, like, what do Seattle people hate? And I was like, nah, Portland? He walked right out there and went, it's great to be back here in Portland.
He
was trying to rile them up.
Nice.
Right?
It worked.
Right. He didn't even know till I told him. So same thing with Becky Lynch. Like, she's just making fun of Birmingham.
Right.
She's Irish.
She's
going to
take a shot.
She's Irish. She hates all you.
Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly.
I'll settle it for you.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida man is arrested for dealing drugs by drone. When he flew one into the wrong house. Meanwhile, a helicopter crashes into a lake as a fire it was trying to douse. Teen in Hello Kitty shirt saves a woman at a bus stop who was being attacked. A salesman who ripped off a woman for 10 grand, he finds out his job has been whacked. And an Iowa woman asks gas station customers if they could blow for her. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, a top story. We go to Florida where they keep a sharp eye on hobbyists. Authorities in the Tampa area got a call from a woman after she says a strange man knocked on her door late at night asking if he could retrieve his drone that he had crashed in her backyard. They arrived on the scene and shared the body cam footage of when they searched the backyard, eventually finding the drone. But that's when they discovered that our amateur aviator, he wasn't just enjoying some late night flying, no, because they found a package strapped to the drone. A package containing clearly labeled bundles of methamphetamine and fentanyl.
Labeled. Bro.
This is the meth, this is the fentanyl. Here you go, buddy.
God.
He was quickly arrested and faces multiple charges. The fact that you stood there long enough, you know, I understand that officers and first responders, they get to places very, very quickly. They really do. When you knock on the door, say, can I search your backyard for my drone? And the answer is not an immediate yes, and it's a hang on a second. Run.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you have bundles of drugs back there.
That's it, man.
Side note, how could you not just jump into the backyard? Like, how high was this fence? What did this backyard look like?
Maybe he was worried that she would call the cops if she saw him in the backyard, or she has motion lights or something.
Sure, yeah.
So I think he was trying to play it safe. Like, oh, hello, ma'am.
Yeah.
I fly drones in the middle of the night. And
in your backyard.
Come on.
Just also good on her for having the instinct to just call the cops.
I'm sure there's something about him where it's like, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Hang on. Let me go see if I can find it out back for you. Give me just a second. In other news, we go to Iowa where one woman may have a problem. Officers were called to the local Quick Stop on reports of a woman asking customers for a little help. And by help, we mean blowing into the interlock device on her car.
That's what I call my penis, the interlock device.
Yeah. Interlock device. I'd like to interlock with you. They made contact with the woman and caught the scent of alcohol in spite of her claims to not have been drinking, which fat chance. She showed all the physical signs of impairment and they conducted a test, which she failed. And that's when they tested her blood alcohol content and found her to be at an astonishing 0.351.
Wow, man.
More than four times the legal limit.
I'm shocked she's still alive.
Yeah. That's what I thought. She was arrested. And she couldn't have been in her right mind because there's no way that you're going to be more than four times the legal limit and say, I haven't drank at all.
I know. Yeah, exactly. Hence, let's just do the test to confirm what we know.
Exactly.
That's insanity.
But Ted, as soon as I saw that number, I thought that exact same thing. How in the world is she breathing?
I don't know.
So that's, man, you don't need that much. I've had a good old time. I don't know. I would like to see just how far I've gotten. Have you guys ever done the breathalyzer test?
No.
Yeah. So how would you gauge?
When did I do it?
Well, we were working on the other station before we came over here to KSW. One Saturday night, we went over with the Vocal Minority, and they had one and kept blowing on it.
I remember drinking with them, and there was a cop there specifically for this purpose.
This was Saturday night. They were just like, they just had one, and we were like just goofing off drinking with them, and like we kept blowing on it to see how high people were going to get.
Right. How hard or easy was it to hit that legal limit? Do you remember?
Oh, well, the legal, it depends on your weight and stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
But trying to get way over time, I mean, I was really drunk, and it still was one something.
Oh, dang. Okay.
I remember it was like, we can get it to 2.0. Yeah, it was, yeah.
Okay, good to know. We go to the lovely world of the internet where it can be your undoing. A young man on TikTok posted a video giving his take on a new trend, the You Look Happier trend. So that's where creators respond to a fictitious You Look Happier comment with a usually dark humor caption detailing why they're happy.
Fictitious.
Fictitious, right.
Yes.
You look happier. Thanks. I hit a puppy on my way.
Right.
You know, something like, you know, a reason why you're kind of dead inside sort of a thing, right? So our boy was no different. He works as a car dealer and posted with the caption reading, quote, you look happier. Thanks. I just sold a single mom a car, $10,000 over sticker. The camera locked onto a smiling face.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as with internet rules, a lot of people didn't take it well, and the social media storm centered around him and the dealership that he works for. He came forward after the backlash, insisting that the video was satirical, but the damage had already been done at that point.
Well, they wouldn't be able to know, did he really do that?
Exactly.
So they would know, the woman wouldn't have come forward, yeah, I'm sure. Right.
I mean, they fired him. So they obviously thought, yeah, he probably did something like this. If he didn't do anything to that level, they'd be like, dude, stop joking around like that.
No, I think they got rid of him because they got bad press.
I agree.
Oh,
so they were like, okay, look, man, okay, we know okay, you didn't, okay, but we're not dealing with this.
And they were coming after him hard. Like, after he got fired, he made a follow-up video like, guys, say what you will about me, I'm still going to defend my innocence. Don't go after the dealership. They did not do anything
he did post
here.
It, like, leave the dealership okay,
right,
alone.
Fair right, enough. They're good people. Like, there was good no bad him, blood here. Yeah, 100% good on him for doing that. So, and it, guys, again, knee jerk. We don't need to be this mad this fast.
And he was specifically doing a spoof site.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you said you hit a puppy on the way to work, people go, ha ha ha, I sold the car, like you're fired. Exactly. And again, I get the position like, bro, we know you didn't, but we're not dealing with it.
When you get that fast and you go after somebody that hard and then it turns out like you were just completely wrong, there is no there, now you're so mad that now you have to defend why you're mad because you haven't cooled off yet. Just take a breath before we hit send. How about that? But just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth,
thankfully, there's good news.
Over to Poland, where local officers are looking for a teenage hero. Surveillance footage caught the moment the teen sprang into action at a local bus stop. The story goes that the teen was at the stop along with a man and a woman when the man suddenly started attacking the woman, kicking her in the head, following up with a flurry of punches. Out of nowhere, dude. Don't know why. Thinking quickly, the teen reacted, pulling the assailant off the woman and unleashed for what retaliation that he could before the attacker turned his attention to the teen, and he gave the woman time to escape. The teenager was able to slip away himself without much further injury, and now local authorities are on the lookout for him to give him the recognition that he deserves for his actions. They blurred his face in an image that they released, but is identified by his distinctive Hello Kitty shirt.
Man,
you're
doing
a
Hello Kitty shirt. Took
you're
your ass
a
out.
Badass teenager that defended this
kidding.
Woman here, and you're wearing your Hello Kitty t-shirt.
That makes it so much better.
Hell yeah, brother.
Go say ahead. Hello
that
to Kitty.
That means he's got a backpack too, you know.
That's right. That's right. Can't have one without the other.
Yes. Manager of Sports Managers did their best to take the series against the Padres early, but unfortunately fell last night 7-6, leading to today's rubber match. And after a heart-stopping ninth inning, Andres Munoz, you bad MF-er. They come out on top with a 4-3 win in the series. They hit the road tomorrow to Cleveland to take on the Guardians for a weekend series that put them within one of the top of the division. And unfortunately, we're rooting on the Rockies to take down the Astros tonight. I'm not holding out hope, but hey, you know what? Miracles happen.
Aaron and LT.
You do have more baseball over on FS1 and MLB tonight, as well as the Leagues Cup Soccer semifinals featuring your Seattle Sounders later on tonight over on Apple TV+.
Plus. Oh, really?
As far as your weather, should be cloudy with some partial showers and a low of 63 tonight. Tomorrow, will be ready for partly cloudy skies and a high right around 80 degrees. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Big Dummy and the Head Chef is back. Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Lovely Jolene. Is coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.